confusing as they could be if they contradict each other, those reports do offer a chance for some fresh thinking. Dozens of experts and analysts have been tapped for their input, and NPR's Jackie Northam sat down with one of them.
David Kilcullen approaches the dual challenge of Afghanistan and Pakistan from a different starting point than many others grappling with the problem. For starters, he's Australian, a former army officer and a counterinsurgency expert. Kilcullen has a doctorate in the anthropology of guerrilla warfare. He was also a senior advisor to General David Petraeus during the early days of the military surge in Iraq in 2007. The 41-year-old Kilcullen, now with the Center for a New American Security, travels regularly to Afghanistan and Pakistan and helped with two of the reviews now on President Obama's desk. Kilcullen says the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan must be reversed.
We have a longer-term problem about how we've been conducting the operation to date. Afghanistan is really on the point of a significant downturn this year.
Kilcullen says critical to the success in Afghanistan is routing Taliban extremists from their sanctuaries in neighboring Pakistan. But he says the U.S. will also have to assess and change the way a new influx of U.S. troops are fighting the war in Afghanistan.
We are adopting what you might call an enemy-centric approach, where we're chasing the bad guys around Afghanistan. And that leaves the population feeling unprotected and insecure.
Kilcullen says the militants are elusive and don't have to hold and defend territory. He says instead of hunting the extremists, the U.S. would do better to focus its efforts on providing the local population with better security as a way to gain their cooperation and trust.
It's slightly counterintuitive, but if you want to make the population feel safe, striking the enemy doesn't actually help you that much. You know, if you just dropped a 2,000-pound bomb in the middle of the night, a mile from somebody's house, it's not particularly comforting for them when they're all woken up by the explosion to say, oh, we dropped it on a bad guy, you know. It doesn't make them feel safe.
Kilcullen says the U.S. needs to isolate the militants from the rest of the population, in large part by creating links with the local people, learning their ways, their relations with other tribes, and trying to provide justice. Often it's the Taliban that has filled that vacuum. The best way to build those links, Kilcullen says, is to deploy in the communities.
If you have a unit that lives in their village, that they see every day, who they know, and who protects them and makes sure the police come and visit them and make sure that the assistance works, and that's when they start to feel safe. And that's critical. That's what has to be done, I think, if we're going to turn this thing around.
Kilcullen's perspective stems from his field work in the 1990s in Indonesia, talking to militants there, trying to understand what drove them. Those ideas were honed while working with mentors, including American intelligence and military officials, and during his time with General Petraeus in Iraq. Kilcullen says some important lessons from Iraq can be applied in Afghanistan, such as finding militants who can be reconciled.
90% of the people that we call Taliban are actually fighting for local, tribal, or nationalistic reasons and would be reconcilable under some circumstances. At the same time, there is a very small number of radical extremists who are just not amenable to logic and just have to be shot in the head. And unfortunately, the kill or capture of those extremists has to continue at the same time as reconciling with those who can reconcile.
Kilcullen says the U.S. military doesn't have time to lose, particularly with a general election scheduled in Afghanistan for late August.
If we don't provide security and turn things around this year, then we've lost. If we do succeed in turning it around, all we will have done is, like in Iraq, we will have hit the political reset button and we're in a position to start pursuing a political agenda.
Kilcullen's voice is just one among many providing input to the Obama administration about how to deal with Afghanistan. Not everyone agrees with his approach to counterinsurgency, but certainly his views are being heard in D.C. He was among a group invited to dinner at Vice President Biden's home last week to discuss Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.